This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
America tonight. Some of you, as I speak, are being buried in snow. In fact, they're talking about 15 feet of snow in California. Wow, that's crazy if you think about it. In the meantime, speaking of crazy, he was declared not crazy. Dylan Roof defending himself today in a courtroom in Charleston, South Carolina, saying that he is perfectly fine to do what he needs to do. So, as I said before, this should be a wild one. Of the victims, three families of the victims walked out of the courthouse that because they could no longer take listening to what he was saying. We'll go deeper in that direction. And, of course, it's always about Washington and what the beat is coming out of D.C. And, frankly, if there's a lot right now. You've got an interesting twist where Hillary Clinton now is being urged to run for mayor of New York. So she is going to the inauguration. Both the Clintons are. And George W. Bush, the former presidents, will both be there. And there are rumors about Hillary Clinton jumping into the fray next time around for mayor of New York City. Sometimes you just can't stay away. As far as Trump is concerned, Trump hired a private security chief as the Oval Office director. He says he's going to streamline intelligence agencies, and he bit back in a way to the Republicans with the Obamacare repeal. Not saying not to repeal it, but saying be careful, be careful. What does it all mean? Somebody who has his pulse on what's happening in Washington, D.C. from Talk Media News, Justin Duckham. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. Great to be here.
So you know that everything in Trump land comes in the form of a tweet. What did he mean by be careful, be careful? Because there was a lot of conversation today on the Hill about Obamacare. Some of the Republicans, including Paul Ryan, when they were asked, well, what's the replacement if he's going to use executive orders to go after Obamacare? What's the replacement? And they really didn't have much to say. Ryan said there are plans in place. There, you'll find out. You'll see. And then later in the day, Trump tweeting out to be careful. What did that mean?
I think this is probably him trying to exert himself in this conversation, which is something that is pretty interesting. You know, we know that the last time around when we had health care reform, despite the fact that it was called Obamacare, it was largely done outside of the White House through, Congress, and probably more likely should have been called Reed Care at the end of the day, or Pelosi Care. And, that's something that Donald Trump has certainly not really been that attuned to, just kind of sitting on the sidelines. And, in this instance, I think, when it comes to Congress crafting a replacement or, trying to figure out the terms for repeal, even though he is sort of the chairman of the board in his own mind, he probably wants to be pretty engaged in this conversation, and I think that's something that we could probably glean from what he's been saying so far on this. We also know that he essentially has told Pence to tell the House members that they have until February 20th to put forward their proposal. That's pretty interesting considering, again, there was a much longer period of time before the last healthcare bill was, crafted before that ended up on President Obama's desk. So I think, that's another telling aspect of this as well.
Yeah, what's interesting is the Democrats have their own press conference. Nancy Pelosi talks, Chuck Schumer talks. Big sign that said, make America sick again from affordable care to chaos. And the hashtag was make America sick again. So I think the battle lines are clearly drawn here, don't you?
Absolutely. And, if we look at what we saw from the Hill today when Obama was visiting members, According to one of them, Cummings from Maryland, a congressman, Obama apparently told the members that he was hoping that they would start to engage in what we saw in 2010 with the Tea Party movement, this sort of, much more engaged version of politics, one that, relied on grassroots support, rallies, attending town hall meetings and getting essentially in people's faces. And right now, Democrats don't really have much to, lean back on, considering the numbers are absolutely against them. So instead, what we're going to see is this kind of rhetoric, this kind of, posturing and whatnot, because there really is very little more that can be done right now.
So while all this is happening and this conversation ratchets up, they're going to start these confirmation hearings. Do you think anybody so far, and of course there's lots of controversial names, but do you think anyone really is going to have a lot of problems being confirmed?
I think everyone that's up for the docket right now is going to be confirmed. Initially there was some concern that Rex Tillerson, who is largely kind of an ally of Putin as somebody who has been in the business community for quite some time, somebody who doesn't necessarily have the most, robust foreign policy experience, could have been the one sort of conqueror that he may have named. But from what it's sounding so far, we initially saw a number of senators kind of coming out and talking tough. But for the most part, that has sort of subsided, and instead there's sort of an acceptance that Rex Tillerson likely is going to be the Secretary of State, when this is all over. So I think they're probably going to be moving forward. That is one that's probably going to result in the most amount of fireworks. That and Jeff Sessions, of course, for Attorney General, considering that he has, a pretty just a remarkable past when you look at some of the off-color remarks he's made and some of his, previous shortfalls in his previous confirmation hearing back in the 80s. But where it stands right now, it looks like the sheer numbers that Republicans have is going to be able to push forward these nominees.
Yeah, and of course, as you mentioned, Jeff Sessions, the Senate's going to hear Trump's Secretary of State. You mentioned him, Rex Tillerson, the former Exxon CEO, and that's happening on Wednesday and Thursday. And then it's kind of a big sort of crush of the amount of hearings that they try to cram in. Am I right?
That's pretty much how it's going to look. We obviously have only about 16 days until we have the new administration sworn in. So I would imagine you want to have a lot of these people, sort of vetted beforehand, have these questions answered. And this looks like the kind of timeline that makes sense for that.
Yeah. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. More people still asking you for tickets to the inauguration?
I had a lot more people, interested before the election. For some reason, a lot of interest dropped off, and I have no idea why.
I have no idea why either. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
Crazy. Have a good one. Interesting. There's a new Twitter poll. The Republicans did a Obamacare Twitter poll, but it didn't work out so well. You know how these things go. And somebody who we've had as a guest before on this show, it's been a while since we've had Marsha Blackburn on, but she has been on America Tonight before, the congresswoman from Tennessee. On Tuesday, she posted a poll on Twitter to get feedback on the Republicans' proposed repeal. As it turns out, a majority of Twitter users who voted recommended keeping the health care law in place. How about you? You can throw in your 2-855-266-5283.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Saved with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All gather round, they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone.
As we roll through, as I said in the last segment here on America Tonight, it is about the weather. It really is. I've had more people call me to ask me what the temperature is right now than I think ever before in my life. Let's just say it's a very balmy 28 degrees. Yeah, 28 degrees. You know, it's interesting. If you're in, I mean, this winter weather is chilling the U.S., let's face it. So wherever you're listening to me, we had these tornadoes and storms that killed 5 people in the southeast. We've had this winter storm that smashed into the Midwest. We've had snow in the south. We've had a lake effect snows and chilly Arctic air that's blown through the country. And it's interesting, in 1904... because, you know, history and weather go hand in hand, just like sports and stats. In 1904, New Jersey's all-time record low temperature of 34 degrees below zero was set in a place called Rivervale. And, you know, I can remember my grandmother talking about that. Do you know that your great-grandmother, do you know how cold it was? It was so cold. And we would say, how cold is it? And I know there's some people listening in the great state of California or in Florida, and you're just grinning ear to ear because you live in an area where you want to talk about if you get a cold spell, people complain, because you do not get cold spells. All right, before we stepped away, I said I would dive deeper into this Dylann Roof thing. What's so kind of crazy about the whole deal with this Charleston church shooter is that he wanted to represent himself, but we knew that last week, and he said he was psychologically fine in an opening statement during his sentencing trial. And I mentioned the officers collected his writings. 9 people were killed, if you remember. Officers searched his cell as a precaution because they thought he might have been suicidal. Part of the writings indicated, I say sociopath, indicated, excuse me, that Roof, can you tell I'm getting a cold? That Roof had no remorse in the weeks after the attacks. And that was one of the things the federal prosecutors said in their opening statements. And what he wrote, one of the things he rambled writing down in his cell was, I've done all I can do. I would like to make it crystal clear. I do not regret what I did. I am not sorry. I have not shed a tear for the innocent people I killed. I've shed a tear of self-pity for myself. I feel pity that I had to do what I did in the first place. Yikes. Chilling to read that. And for the people in the courthouse, not great to hear that either. Remember the story. He joined a Wednesday night Bible study and fired more than 70 rounds at the people that were there, including the survivors. And they all tried to take cover under the folding tables. He wrote, should he receive life in prison, he wrote that he would be pardoned. He said, I would consider myself well-versed on almost every issue facing white people around the world. He included clarifications of many of seemingly things that he said in response to media reports of his online manifesto. He wrote, he used drugs to get high, not to mask pain. He wasn't suicidal. He didn't have a troubled childhood. He said, I'd like to finish writing my opinions. I was unable to finish because I was in a hurry to get to Charleston. Wow. So, prosecutors wrapped up testimony on Thursday anyway, said they expected to finish with witnesses, including family members and an FBI agent, by next Tuesday. So, again, incredibly chilling, definitely a sociopath. You'd have to believe that after hearing what he was writing. And incredibly hard, I would imagine, for the survivors to listen to, who sat in a courthouse hearing what he had to say. I mean, it really would be one of those things. I can't imagine the rage you would feel if this happened to someone you cared about. But then the question would be, would you put yourself through more torment by going into the courthouse, listening to his ramblings, or would it just infuriate you beyond what you could stand to listen to? And I think for me, it really would be beyond what I could stand to listen to, because there's nothing you can do, only listen to him explain away or ramble on or whatever it might be. So I think the tendency, I think most people's tendency would be to not go to it. But sometimes it's one of those deals where it's like a moth to the flame, and it's the conversation, it's what everybody's talking about there, and you just can't help yourself but want to know what's happening in the courthouse, I guess. And I just can't imagine that they won't, to me, that they won't give him the death penalty, but who knows? Maybe, maybe not. I hope they give him the death penalty. I think he should get the death penalty, but there's no way to tell. The prosecution is laying out its case, and they're doing a fine job. Excuse me. But there's no way to know ultimately what they're going to decide. Another story that I brought up yesterday, and I got a lot of reaction, a lot of email to this, excuse me, is the, see, that's those temperatures, is the idea that Hillary Clinton isn't done, politically speaking, and that she would like to run for mayor of New York. Wow, I find that so hard to believe. Why would she run for mayor? What is there left to do? She was Secretary of State. She was the First Lady. She was a senator from New York. Why would you want to be, why would she want to be mayor? But that question is gaining some serious momentum in the last couple of weeks since Clinton lost to Trump. First, it was just a little bit of a conversation, some rumors. Then it got louder and louder. More people started to talk about that possibility that it's not a closed door, that she has a lot of allies that would help her and pursue that. A spokesperson for Hillary Clinton wouldn't comment about it. Mayor de Blasio's people won't comment about it, which that's typical. But it's really bubbling up. And it just may be it's floated enough that this is something that she's going to, I don't know, it may be something that she actually entertains. You know, think about that. For her best probably time period, as it was written about in the New York Times, when she was a presidential candidate, it came before the New York primary, when she raced between Flushing and Queen, you know, Flushing, Queens, and then was in the West Village and was all over the Midtown, excuse me, folks, that she, you know, kept saying there's no place like home. And people were pretty supportive. So now it makes me wonder if there's more to the story and there's people that are pushing for Hillary Clinton to actually, you know, pursue that. I mean, when she's speaking, she tells people to keep believing in America. And, you know, Mayor de Blasio is a little bit vulnerable, not doing a great job. And New York has a lot of people that are anti-de Blasio. So who knows? Maybe there'll be enough of a push that she'll actually decide that maybe it really is something that she wants to pursue. Maybe. Small chance of that. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, I'm not going to bring the snow to you, but I'm going to bring the movies. Our cheap movie review is coming up round the bend here on ATN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
a place where Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame.
All right, it's time to take you to the movies. If you're having bad weather in your area, sometimes that means it drives people to the movie theaters because they get a little bit of that cabin fever. And I can tell you, I know what that's all about. So the movies that we're going to look at are three movies that could be pretty popular, especially the first movie that we're going to take you to. And this movie is called A Monster Calls.
Color set. Maybe if we take a pencil, and then we make a face, and then we see the life in the eyes. Life is always in the eyes. There's our monster. How does the story begin?
With a boy. Too old.
You're coming to live with me. Don't touch anything.
Too young. To be a man.
I no longer see you. What did he do?
This, but you have to be brave. Do you understand?
shall I destroy next?
Break the windows!
Break them yourself.
It's okay that you're angry. I'm angry too. And if you need to break it, by God, you break them. I wish I had 100 years. 100 years I could give to you. I'm afraid.
Of course you are afraid. But you will make a slip. For this is why you called me.
So A Monster Calls was originally a kind of gothic fable about a grieving boy and a tree monster who comes to his rescue. And it's this boy is worried for his cancer-stricken mother. Felicity Jones plays the mother and is consoled by a giant tree. You might recognize the voice, Liam Neeson. Sigourney Weaver is also in this movie. She is the grandmother in the movie. And it's gotten pretty good ratings. Rotten Tomatoes gives it an 88%. So it's an adaptation from a book that apparently has done pretty well. This is going to be teenager, younger kids. It's a fantasy drama. 1 hour, 48 minutes, PG-13. And I think it's going to find, its audience for sure. Okay, so the next movie is a little bit different, and it's called Fences.
Hey, Pop. Can I ask you a question? How come you ain't never liked me?
Like you? What law is there say I got to like you?
None.
All right, then. Don't you eat every day? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't you eat every day?
Yeah.
As long as you're in my house, you put a sir on the end of it when you talk to me.
Yes, sir.
You eat every day.
Yes, sir.
Got a roof over your head.
Yes, sir.
Got clothes on your back.
Yes, sir.
Why you think that is?
Because of you.
Hell, I know it's because of me. But why do you think that is?
Because you like me?
Like you. I go out of here every morning. I bust my butt because I like you. You're about the biggest fool I ever saw. A man is supposed to take care of his family. You live in my house, fill your belly with my food, put you behind on my bed because you're my son. It's my duty to take care of you. I owe a responsibility to you. I ain't got to like you. Now, I don't give you everything I got to give you. I give you your life. Me and your mama worked that out between us, and liking your black ass wasn't part of the bargain. Now, don't you go through life worrying about whether somebody like you or not. You best be making sure that they're doing right by you. You understand what I'm saying?
Everything that boy do, he do for you.
It's not easy for me to admit that I've been standing in the same place for 18 years.
Well, I've been standing with you. I gave 18 years of my life to stand in the same spot as you.
All right, so this is a much different kind of story. It's a drama. It is PG-13. Long movie, 2 hours and 19 minutes. It's about a guy, Denzel Washington is the lead character, who makes his living as a sanitation worker. This is back in the 50s in Pittsburgh. He dreamed of becoming a baseball player, professional baseball player, but was said he was too old when the majors began admitting black athletes. So he's bitter about the missed opportunity, and then that creates tension with his son. This actually scored pretty high, too. 95% liked it on Rotten Tomatoes, for whatever that's worth. Denzel Washington, I mentioned, he's in this movie. Viola Davis is in this movie. A lot of people that you would recognize, let's put it that way. And it's gotten, again, killer reviews. So this is a movie that's now in much wider release. And then this, you might have seen some clips of this if you're doing any kind of TV watching. But it's called Passengers. And Passengers involves two very, very popular actors that you would recognize for sure. The two actors
And a lot of others too, but Jennifer Lawrence is a lead character, Chris Pratt is a lead character, Michael Sheen is in it, Lawrence Fishburne's in it, Andy Garcia is in it as well. And again, this movie has gotten a lot of buzz, and it's called, but not all of it good, it's called Passengers. Check it out.
Hello.
You asking me on a date?
She didn't seem that impressed. Wow.
You clean up pretty good yourself.
You two look fine this evening.
We're on a date.
Very nice.
Took you long enough to ask. So, why did you give up your life on her? We boarded the Avalon with a destination. 120 years hibernation means we'll wake up in a new century on a new planet. But a year ago, everything changed.
Hello? Anybody here?
Do you know what's going on? Nobody else is awake.
I think something went wrong with the hibernation box. We woke up too soon. 9 years too soon.
This can't be happening. We have to go back to sleep.
We can't.
Aurora, we love you!
Something's wrong. Something big.
What do we do now?
Do you trust me?
Wow. So it's a routine journey through space to a new home. Can you relate? Two passengers sleeping in suspended animation. They wake 90 years too early. Their ship malfunctions. So these beautiful young couple who don't know each other face living the rest of their lives on board with every luxury they could ask for, and they begin to fall for each other. What could possibly happen here? Who came up with this idea for a movie? Space is always intriguing, and always intriguing to me. And I think a lot of people try to come up with fantasy science fiction films that maybe can touch on a nerve. But this movie, Rotten Tomatoes gave it 31%. Some people say that some of the reviews, I was reading them, say that they have great chemistry, but it's disturbing the premise. It doesn't really grab you. The most intriguing element of it turns out to be, which is the most troubling, is how a passenger named Aurora, played by Jennifer Lawrence, comes to figure in the story. That's a hint probably there. If you go and see any of these movies, send me a cheap movie review to americatonight.net. I will send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Speaking of leveling the playing field, that's what Donald Trump is trying to do. The latest Trumpisms next.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
America Tonight, and it is about our transition tracker here at America Tonight, checking in on rounding out the cabinet. I mentioned it at the top when we had our conversation with Justin Duckham. The cabinet has been rounded out with a retired senator, and this guy is controversial to say the least, but you know, Trump's now going to have about 4,000 positions to fill, and it includes those cabinet spots. And really, it's the cabinet spots that he has to fill, and then those other jobs are filled in by the people who get confirmed or don't get confirmed. But I can't imagine that the people that he's picked are not going to be confirmed. It seems like pretty much a layup. I've said this before, and doesn't take a genius to look at the numbers, Republicans versus Democrats, but Dan Coats, the former senator from Indiana,
is his nominee to serve as Director of National Intelligence. Coates retired from the Senate this month after deciding not to seek re-election last year. So he would become Trump's pretty much your, that's what the role is, a principal advisor on intelligence, and would oversee U.S. intelligence if he is confirmed by the Senate. So if you look at his history, he served in the Senate from 89 to 99, then he was an ambassador to Germany. Then he returned to the Senate after winning election in 2010. So with all the scrutiny, with the Russian hack investigations, he would be the guy to oversee it. Sean Spicer, who is the incoming White House press secretary, talked to reporters and said that all transition activities are for information gathering purposes and all decisions are tentative. And that the president-elect's top priority is to ensure the safety of the American people and the security of the nation, and he's committed to finding the best and most effective way to do it. That was pretty much the party line. And he reiterated there's no truth to the idea of restructuring the intelligence community infrastructure. It's 100% false, because that is what the story is that's floating out there, that everything's just going to be ripped up in the intelligence community. For example, Angus King, who is a senator who usually caucuses with the Democrats, said he was impressed with his Republican colleague. He said he's not a fierce partisan. He understands the intelligence community. He was the ambassador to Germany, as I mentioned, and he has experience in foreign policies. He's amiable, easy to work with, etc. He said he's a solid citizen. So, hey, getting the nod from someone who doesn't necessarily always give that nod easily. So a big deal, excuse me, anyway, to have somebody who sometimes is on the other side, sometimes is on the Republican side, say that this guy's nonpartisan, because that's a good place to be for that position. So apparently that's where he shows up. By the way, Gitmo and the conversation over closing Guantanamo came up so much during the election, but there wasn't necessarily any great answer to the puzzle of Guantanamo. The Pentagon announced that 4 inmates were transferred from Guantanamo Bay to Saudi Arabia. So of those that remain, 19 have undergone a security review process and are eligible for transfer. The prison population has dropped to 55. So 55 left in Guantanamo. Well, you have the president, the current one, Obama, trying to empty Guantanamo as much as possible prior to his inauguration day, the inauguration of Donald Trump. The president-elect said there shouldn't be further releases from Gitmo. They're extremely dangerous people and shouldn't be allowed back onto the battlefield. But the White House press secretary, Josh Earnest, said that Trump's pronouncement on Twitter would have absolutely no bearing, no effect whatsoever on Obama's decisions. The 4 that were transferred are originally from Yemen, and because of the ongoing instability in that country, U.S. officials have been unable to get them back. In other words, the country does not want them back, and that makes sense if you think of what's going on in Yemen. So actually emptying Guantanamo, it certainly does not look like that's going to happen, but the idea is for Obama anyway, is to get it as empty as possible. And Trump says, and I understand what he's saying, because we've had this happen a couple of times, excuse me, that if they go back to where they're from, and they're the worst of the worst kind, then they're going to go back and do what they were doing in the first place, and whether that's ISIS-related or something else, it's would not be a good situation, obviously, should they end up being somebody who ends up doing something horrific, and then they trace it back and say, here's what you got to think about. This, we had this guy in Guantanamo and let him out, and then look what happened as a result of that. And, of course, then people will go crazy. I mean, just, you know, absolutely crazy, because they'll be infuriated that they were released from Guantanamo in the first place. Right? Yeah. By the way, since we're at the tail end of this show, a big reminder that our next Nail the Score is going to be, and I'll talk about this on Sunday too, but our next Nail the Score is going to be on Monday, because we're going to change it up for the playoffs, so at least this upcoming week. So it's going to be on Monday, the next Nail the Score, and we'll see if anyone nails it this time around, but the next Nail the Score will be on Monday, not in the middle of the week. And, of course, we've got four games that are going on this weekend, Oakland and Houston, Detroit and Seattle, Miami and Pittsburgh, the Giants, and the Green Bay Packers. And you have a few bye weeks that are happening. And at coming off of the bye week, one of the things that has happened is, like, the Cowboys, for example. The Cowboys had an announcement that they've got a defensive end, Randy Gregory, who's been suspended for at least a year for violating the NFL substance abuse policy. So not great news for them coming out of Frisco, the Star, where they practice. They announced that a few hours after he was there taking part in the first practice of the postseason. He could appeal the suspension, but unlikely he would be able to continue to play. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight. We truly appreciate it. Thanks.
Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.